Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, if I can get my stuff to work over here, okay. If I can get it to work, hello, hello, y'all hear me out there? Tap, tap, tap. Welcome to another edition of Karma Cafe. Another edition of Karma Cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve with a two-piece and a biscuit. And if you that bad, you're going to get a sad piece of Pepsi. So, all right, tonight we do community issues. We talk about social issues, relationship issues. If you got a problem, we going to solve them. Don't get 30 days. Call up, put their ass on blast. 563-999-3411. Look, I'm so fat and so into what I'm doing today. I had to double-check the number. It's unbelievable. How are you feeling today? Are you going to snap on somebody? Is somebody going to catch it? They going to catch your hands today?
No, I'm good today. I'm off for 2 days, you know, with that. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. So, you know, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm great. Mm-hmm.
Right. She said, with pay. Okay. It's going to be hard to rattle you. Get in unless they take out taxes. Boop. So, all right, let's see. We got our who's bumping who's getting fat. We also got our special thing tonight. I've been waiting all week, like Double Dutch over here, just like, oh, is it my turn yet? My turn. We got your spoken word tonight, so we got that. You ready?
Yeah, you ready?
We'll be ready here in just a little bit. I tell you that. I'm definitely ready. So, all right, what we got on the chat block?
We got some divorce. We got an update on the house party. We got some 2 Chainz. We got some nasty stuff. We got the Pentagon. We got a death. And we got an outbreak. And we got a new song.
We got a new song. Oh,
yeah, there's somebody with a new song.
There you go with your lady.
Somebody with a...
There you go. Oh, okay. Okay, I thought you was pulling another one of your DJ Liddy Lit. Right quick and say, she don't edit some more music to my board, y'all.
That's tomorrow.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into it since we're going to get their woosa on. Because some of y'all still in quarantine and y'all been fighting all week. Some of you trying your damnedest not to put your hands on the little one. I know they little, but they're getting on your goddamn nerve right about now, like a monk or an adult. So you know what it is. If you know me, you know this is my release music right now. I know it sounds like Wet Wednesday. Calm the fuck down. This is Close That Door. Kissy Lee, close the door on my stress. This is my stress release song. Ooh-wee! Every time I hear it, I just throw my drawers at the phone. Kissy Lee, close the door. Wet Wednesday. Look, I'm a little excited. I'm just saying. Comic Cafe. Monstrous Radio. Online Radio World War.
Pull your pants up. 563-999-3411. Press 1. Y'all don't want to see his booty.
You show me how to act. I wanna feel it. I'm saying I
point there, okay.
You got me so anal, I'll be posting my mood. And if you get to with me right, I'ma stay with you every night. I'ma call you daddy, babe, like that's my baby. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, I'm just trying to do right.
Honestly, all
night.
Kissy Lee, you might as well call it Kissy. I love this damn song. I don't know what it is. You ever have like just one of them songs that just, I don't know, it just resonates through your body? I don't know what it is about this song. It just resonates through my whole entire soul. So, all right, we bringing it back. Now, we over here fighting. When y'all over there grouping to that music, we on the backboard fighting. She don't gave me two pieces and a biscuit with the Pepsi. I don't know how the hell we gonna do this.
We not. We'll wait till next week. We'll wait till next week. We not, cause we'll wait till next week, right? He'll be ready next week, y'all.
Right, cause it's hard to do spoken word with a swollen lip. My whole lip swollen. Look like a duck bill.
Mm-hmm.
You yeah. So, you got something else for us to do? Your spoken word, or you gonna let's see. Look,
okay.
She said, I ain't missing a beat for nobody. These my
nobody.
Shoes. I lace these motherfuckers up. Okay.
Hey,
that's what's up. You need background music, or you just gonna go raw dog?
You know, you always give me some background if you want to. You know, what you wanna do, DJ?
Shit, I tried to put you on the spot. I put myself on the spot. I don't know. Shit, man.
All right. Well, I'll just, you know what? I'll flow with it. And if you feel like it needs some in the background, go ahead, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? This one is out the Solemn Speaks, my black book, volume 2. You can get the book from SolemnSpeaks.com. And yeah, are you doing something over there anyway? Are you blowing your nose? Are you scraping something up? I mean, we hear that.
You hear what?
Are you sure there's like a noise?
All right, I'll take off my Bluetooth.
Okay. I'm like, you don't hear that?
Does that sound better?
Yes. It doesn't sound like you scraping up the bottom of the weed bag.
On
the table.
Wait, of the what? The CBD bag? Oh my god. No, all I think right. my it must be my I think my headphones are just too damn sensitive. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Premature type
yeah.
shit. So I got it together. I got it together.
All right. Well, this one is called Intentions and Assumptions. And once again, you guys can reach my book at thefollowmespeaks.com. Intentions and Assumptions. The power to exercise the effect and the power that exerts the cause. These two words play a major part in people's lives. We act on intention and we act on the belief of assumptions. It is very rare for people to ask for clarification. Why is that? Is it better to assume you know, or it keeps you from seeking out or finding the meaning of or getting a result of something? See, intentions takes for granted the truth, and assumptions accept proof without getting the truth. Can you believe that? At times, we blame others for actions. However, did you stop and think for one moment that person's actions were connected to intent, to assume what was true to them? Do you trust? Or do you verify what individuals tell you, knowing that truth comes with a gray side in the middle, where stories are completely different, and one may decipher which is true? The intentions are to trust, but your actions need to be proven. Proven how? With the assumption that the individual is trustworthy? To assume the individual knows what's going on? To assume one cares what happens? To assume you're right and the other person is wrong? To assume that person's action is good and not evil? To assume their intention is going to justify one's feeling of self-righteousness, one's feeling of self-worth, one's feeling of self, one's feeling of. See, let me tell you, intentions and assumptions can only and will have you wondering what is real and what is fake. The assumption and intentions of self-pleasing and not getting understanding can be a sting to any relationship. The relation and the reaction to be connected to the assumption of truth. Wanting the idea of intentions from their belief to match our truth. Though assumptions relay claim to truth, the ultimate thing that individuals long for but seldom get. I'm going to say that again. Through assumptions, we lay claim to the truth. The ultimate thing that individuals long for but seldom get is truth. Should one admit one was wrong? Can one blame others for their actions? Did you stop and think for a moment that that person's actions were connected to intent and what intentions did that person have? When speaking on intention and assumption, we need and trust in our individual beliefs and desires that makes things true or false, not paying attention to what needs to be delivered. I ask you now, ask yourself this question. Do you transmit your decisions, beliefs, and desires based on intention and assumptions? If so, how does that go?
SolomonSneaks.com. Oh, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And we come back, we're going to get into our who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Don't forget tonight's about going woosah, letting your stress go and not getting 30 days because you put somebody in a chokehold or a wrestling move because they didn't stand 6 feet away from you. Angelica Villa, All I Do Is For You. Woosah music. It's unbelievable. You really are. Love her spoken words.
You can help me when you want me, baby. I do it for you. You went only you, searching high and low.
Angelica Villa, all I do is for you. Monstrous Radio Live, the podcast with the roar. Like we said, it's Comic Cafe Woo-Star. We're trying to keep you from getting 30 days. Let's see. Actually, it's unbelievable. It's something I want to kind of talk about coming up here in a little bit. I don't know who needs to hear this. This can be male or female. You going to trust again. You're going to love again. You're going to get butterflies. You're going to enjoy intimacy. God will restore your smile. I love that post you put up today. You put the right person will make you fall in love with yourself. You put that, and I'm gonna say it because you put it there. Read that again. The person will make you fall in love with yourself. Yeah, some of y'all still look shook. Like, what the hell is he talking about? You don't get it. The right person will make you fall in love with yourself. We're gonna talk about that coming up in a little bit. All right, Karma Cafe with a roar. So let's see what we got next. Yep, it's about that time for that. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Also known as the entertainment lifestyle. We're trying to keep y'all from getting 30 days. Don't put your hands on the shorty. We know we give y'all stuff to talk about at the water cooler. Some of y'all just can't go to work yet. Some of y'all just got your papers to go back to work. So you ain't got no water cooler yet. Go talk about it in the laundry room. Cut somebody out on social media. But what we got on, who we got on the chop block for tonight? Who we going to beat up?
We going to beat up. So we got this collaboration, right? So I don't know if you guys heard that Megan Thee Stallion has hooked up with the one and only Beyoncé. So she puts the J Prince hit Pause on label. So Megan Thee Stallion got the green light from the Savage remix with Beyonce from the same record as that Megan blasted in the lawsuit, but J Prince squashed the beef temporarily for the sake of charity. Sources say that Megan she had issues with J Prince, but she signed on to do this collaboration with the one and only Beyonce. As reported, the donations all will go to help in COVID-19, the Day of Bread. It's a remix. As J Prince put it on IG, they love the song. The unity and quality only goes so far, but the lawsuit is still pending. Megan still wants out of her deal. And she's like, see you in court, baby, but I'm going to do this for charity.
So what was they thinking? Because she did a song with Beyonce that's going to excuse her contract? What the hell was that all about? I'm just saying, somebody's making moves over there. Because I don't give a damn what you say. If my contract wasn't right, I wouldn't give a fuck who you put on the track. I'm not going. Why? Because my money ain't going to be right. It's just another way for somebody to leak off of me, to leak out of me. I'm not saying that's her situation. It is. Actually, I think that would be very interesting to hear Megan and Beyonce on the track, just knowing the status of the Queen Bee. I want to see what
they're
going to
have
Megan
one
doing.
They got a song together.
I'm saying I'm anxious to hear it, to see what type of production they did, because, you know, maybe back in the day, but, you know, when she was Destiny's Baby, but now, you know, she Queen Bee now. Like, you can't just be doing ratchet shit no more. The world is not going to go for that. No, I don't care. Especially the status Beyonce got. They're not going to go for that. Let her drop a ratchet album and see what happens.
True. I think this is a way that, you know, is helping her image, Megan Thee Stallion, because Megan Thee Stallion is kind of what's hot right now. But I think Megan has to really choose what she do wisely coming up, because it's like you would be and Queen B's fans is with trying to, you know, ride for you. So how's that gonna look moving forward? Is she gonna be able to keep up the hype that is with it, or is she gonna, you know, fall like some of these other chicks because they can't handle the pressure?
Right. I mean, in reality, in music, I know some people be like, da 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 da. Well, here's some, I just said this on Monday. When it comes to established, I didn't want to say older. I want to say when it comes to established artists versus upcoming artists, they both need each other. That's how they're playing this in the situation when it comes to promotion. I know somebody like, give me a second, I'll get to it, I'll tell you about it. If you're not in the industry, mm-hmm. this is how it works. So say Megan Thee Stallion, now she's already established. Don't get it twisted. She's already established. We'll say, but she might be established with 5 million fans, right? I'm not talking about 5 people heard her music. I said 5 million fans. But Beyonce got 100 million fans. You understand me? She's trying to get to that status. That's what she needs to get to, the 100 million fan status. Now, Beyonce, how it works for her to work with Megan is because Megan is hot, new, upcoming. When you become an established artist, that's the one thing you can lose. That's the one thing that pushes you off the edge when you're no longer relevant. So B would do a song with Megan to become relevant. Megan would do a song with B to become established. Fan base, more recognized, solidified, blah, 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 blah. So that's how that type of thing will work. But like I said, I mean, you can call it charity if you want to. Anybody knows anything about anything in business, better watch your ass. Shit, motherfucking Red Cross, all them other motherfuckers was in trouble. Talking about they a charity, siphoning money. You better be careful. Talking about I did it for charity. Okay. We're going to see how chair of the board it's going to be. I mean, I hope it works out for the better, but I'm just saying. Okay. Okay. Now, I wonder how much money they're going to make. Well, most people rip music anyway. Let's just keep it 10,000. Majority of the time people get music, they rip it or they got it from some site. I'm sorry.
That's true.
I hate to tell you. I hate to be Tekashi. But that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Is that what we're doing?
Tekashi without the Skittles hairdo.
And without the tattoos. And the tattoos, no tattoos.
Without the Skittles hairdo and the fuckery tattoos. He might as well put a tattooed a dick on the side of his face. Anyways.
Wow. That's not nice at all.
I've seen it on a movie. That's why I said that. I seen it on the movie. Sorry, quarantine, the little quick quarantine thing. Yeah, what it was, it's a movie where a guy meets. Some of y'all out there seen it. I don't even know the name of this movie. I forgot the guy's name. He's an English white guy. He goes out on a blind date, and he ends up on a blind date with Halle Berry. Dude's like, hold on, what are you doing here? And she's like, for whatever reason, blah, blah, blah. But let's not do the normal blind date stuff. How's your mama? How's your sister? What do you do? She said, let's do something different. So they call themselves being grown-ass adults, playing Truth or Dare. Some of y'all are like, I know that movie. I know the one where she stuck her titty in the guacamole. Yes. Yes. I know you're like, wait, what? Yes. Yes, this movie was crazy. I don't even know why I even just brought that shit up, but it was so off the wall that, yeah, some reason I had to bring that. I forgot what my point was. But anyways, shit, let's just keep moving. I really forgot where I was going with that. So we just go keep it moving.
Are you sure you want to keep it moving? Because it seemed like you was enjoying yourself just a little bit too much on that story. I'm just saying, you kind of left us all out.
Yeah, brain fart. I had a whole conversation with my damn self.
Damn.
Sorry about that, y'all. Was that out loud?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was out loud. You lost us. Movie, you was laughing all by yourself. We're going to pray for you. We're going to take this a moment of silence to pray for the DJ right now. Amen. Amen. Just like we're going to pray for Stacey Dash. Y'all know who Stacey Dash is. She getting divorced from her fourth husband. I said number four. One, two, Trey, four. They call him to quit. It's a tumultuous marriage. Come on now. The coolest star made the announcement that her two-year marriage is run its course. She's headed to divorce court. Sounds like she's used to this. It's unclear why they're separated. But it claims that Stacey said that he put her in a chokehold, but she was the one who ended up getting arrested, allegedly pushing and slapping him. The 911 call, you can hear her in the dispatch saying that he's assaulting her. A few days later, they dropped the case because there was no way to know if Stacey could, you know, see anything. They are officially on their way to divorce court.
Well, I'm going to be a petty private right quick. So do they show a picture of the guy who she's getting divorced from? Any chance? Do they show a picture? No?
They show a picture. Yeah, he's a white, skinny, old-looking dude.
Exactly. Naturally, even when it happened to Gail, naturally I'm the type of person, I don't, like, turn on my people right away. But what do we do with this Stacey Dash thing, y'all? I mean, do we come to her aid? It is. It's a sister down. Blah, 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 blah. What do we do? I say let her ass lay there. Fuck her. You dig? I'm just saying all that shit she said about me and my brothers, about black men as a general. You want how many divorces now? As he put your ass in the chokehold? And
you know what?
Problem with us again? Huh?
We beat our women and we don't respect them.
But your ass was just in a chokehold. And it's us. And it's us.
Yeah.
Okay. See, now I want to run and help you, pick you up, my sister. But this is what happens when you diss all of us as a collective. I'm going to let your ass lay there. Think about that shit you said. Mm-hmm. Monsters all up close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't like that shit that she said about us, period. I'm not going to lie. I didn't like that at all. I was emotionally attached. Why? Because I was so in love with me some Stacey Dash. It is.
So she hurt your little feelings.
Yeah, she hurt my little feelings bad.
Your little Dash and dreams just, you know, floated away from you. Oh, poor Ting Ting. Poor Ting Ting.
Turned my Dash into a little dip.
Oh, she dashed you, huh?
Look, I don't even like how you're saying that right now.
She got you, sir.
I just don't like it.
So let me talk to you about. I don't know if you guys watch Little Women. Do you guys watch Little Women? That show.
I've seen Lil Wayne perform before. Yeah, I've seen Lil Wayne in concert.
I said Little Women.
Ain't that the same thing?
Little Women.
It's different.
No.
What's Little Women?
Little Women. These are little women, midgets. Well, little midgets, you know, little people. Little people. There was a famous one. She was from Little Women Atlanta. It was a TV show. Miss Minnie, she died in a car accident. Her Ford Focus went off the road. And, you know, she was really popular in this show. So we give our condolences to the little woman known as Miss Minnie.
Right, right. Hold on, let me get to my board. We'll give her a moment of silence. I had some jokes over there, but you know, death ain't nothing to play with. You know what I mean? Especially
she's
got family members, so I'm not going to make, I'm not going to do that. Let's take our moment of silence.
Rest in peace, little Minnie.
All right, there it is. There it is. I actually have an uncle who is a little person. The reason why I said I have, because he is still my uncle, even though he has passed away. But yes, I have an uncle that was a little person. I'm like, why are you lying? No, I'm dead serious. My mom's brother was, I'll say, a little person. Honest, like, I'd be mixed on saying a midget. I mean, I know that's what I grew up on, but if I'm not mistaken, I believe there was times when I heard my uncle say he didn't like that word, if I'm not mistaken. He's obviously, you know, he's a black guy, inner city, so, you know, he's used to being ridiculed by other people that don't look like him. You dig? So I think I do remember him saying he didn't like it, but then another time he was like he really didn't give a fuck because that's just what people say. It doesn't hurt him. It's just how people talk. but yeah. So that's definitely a tragic. I always wanted to check that show out. I never actually had time to really, really indulge in some of the official luxuries that an average person does, like as in being able to watch a TV series. I usually can catch a show for like maybe 10, 15 minutes, and that's about all I'm going to get out of it. But definitely condolences go out to her family.
Right. So. Just in, Travis Scott woke up to a new Bugatti. Today's his birthday. He got it from his crew. Bugatti's is not cheap. Congratulations for Travis Scott. He got a nice shout out from his baby mama, Kylie. Yeah, that's nice.
Shout
out to him.
Right off. I don't like give a fuck. Fuck his life. Fuck your life and your baby mama and your new whip, player.
Just a happy birthday, player.
Yeah, I'm hating.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I'm hating. You got a Kardashian.
Yeah,
that's
stop.
All you got? You should have got a piece of Dubai, pimp. I'm just saying.
Go to music, sir. Go to music, sir.
Go to music?
Yeah.
Am I about to get 30 days? Ain't this about a bitch? It is what it is. Matter of fact, I'm finna play this song. I got a song in here. Matter of fact, they talk about Minnesota, so we gonna play this Minnesota song. Let me find this Minnesota, Minnesota, purple Minnesota. So that's what we about to woo out with here. Remember, y'all, it's not about the dance. It's about the woo-saw. It's about releasing the stress, letting that shit go, and me actually finding the songs that I'm looking for.
Because he about to get 30 days. I'm trying to tell y'all up in here talking about folks and all that. I don't want to see no 30 days. I ain't got no money. I mean, I'm trying to save here. See?
All right, y'all. So here we go with Saint Vincini, 2 Chainz, YSL, Fireboy, LD, and DJ Envy. This is Purple Minnesota. This is one of the moments, you know, when your supervisor comes and say, "Can I talk to you in the back, player?"
DJ Envy.
Oh, damn.
Let's go.
Hopefully, I'll be back after the break.
Hopefully.
We're
about to get put out, y'all.
Jesus. Live from Minnesota, Purple Rain.
Flash it on my coat. save any baby.
These chain reactions don't stop and I'm like them Ford action. I had a chain reaction up to be on him G's. I'ma shit happen. I just wanna self train, I was just good at it. She don't wanna give me brain busts, no shit happen. And I love little red Corvette. That's why would they do that? On that gorilla goo pack. Permanent soul, Camilo, bitch. Layman talk, I'm skinny dip. Diamonds and pearls, I'm finny piss. All these girls, I'm still a Christian. Give me a witness, get no mentions. It ain't no on my head, it's bitches.
Purple Minnesota.
Got that purple Minnesota. Got that pinch up in my soul.
Promethazine up in my soul.
Infatuated with money and the hoes. So many tattoos, I'm worth more than you niggas and draws. This is not a box, though. This is a photo. Car so cold, man, you need to wear a fur coat. Four tip of pole got me walk around slow-mo. Everybody saying, man, you should've went solo. But they don't really know, though. This is how we do it. Steal from the rich and bring it back to the hood.
Up in my soul, there's ain't up in my soul.
I just need my hour alone. I'm buried in a coma.
How alone we are. That shit on my coat.
Easy, help me get my face up on the table.
Karma Cafe, Purple Minnesota. So, all right, y'all, we're bringing it back. DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable. Jazzy B, 3000. She's not here with us, but she's getting her stuff together. She's multitasking right now. I believe she'll be back on full-fledged next week. So, I'm bringing it back to the excitement part of the show, the who's bumping, who's getting fat. I almost got fired, so I'm going to tone it down a little bit. So, all right, what else we got over here on the chop block before I get chopped on the block?
You going to get chopped on the block. Okay, we got another Chicago party, and I'm going to give an update on the other party. Another party packed with strippers swarmed, zero distancing. So on here you see a stripper getting dollars put up her woo-ha. It was a thirsty trap pack. House party featuring strippers, potential virus trap with all guests, not even doing the quarantine guidelines. It turns out there was even more reckless behavior going down in Chi-Town. You know, there was another party that I was talking to you about. Guests swarmed around a stripper wearing a top, but nothing down below. The partygoers packed in shoulder to shoulder, made it rain on her, and even got a little handsy. That might be great for the bottom line, but not so good for the health. The video shows that no one's 6 feet, no one had a mask. There was slapped with other fines. Meanwhile, the stripper party had potential to get even bigger. A woman who appears to be a homeowner was on video live on Facebook, mind you, inviting everyone watching to come through. It is unclear how they would track her down, but she fine, though. And the update from the other one, was the son, the lady was cited, the Chicago house party that had at least 1,000 guests potentially spreading the virus is going to cost the building owner, and hit with other fines, citing that the disorderly conduct namely violated the state stay-at-home order. The fees will be determined by the court at a later date. And it stood, the city's alderman says the owner been put on notice. The kid was blamed for the dangerous party. Apparently, he had the keys to the place and disarmed the alarms for the rager. Unclear if it was his mom knew he was doing it, but he threw another party before at that was this size. Events say everyone who participated will be held accountable. She hammered the partygoers, saying what happened in that scene was just foolish and reckless. That's got to be a level of personal responsibility for that. Millennials aren't children. And so the woman, the mom got cited. She was unbelievably, you know, just didn't know what to do. She said she was, you know, upset with her son. And now they're saying quarantiner parties, cops vowed to crack down on ragers. While the wild parties that recent was in Chicago won't be able to be allowed under control quarantines, cops are taking steps to shut them down with a rager. So I guess they're putting their ears and eyes to the social media. So if they feel like they know where it's at, they're going to the house to get them. So bottom line, if you got a blowout party, if so, you might get a ticket to go with your buzz. So they're going to cite whoever comes out the party. They're going to cite whoever did the party.
Right. There's a lot of technicalities in there. One, I don't think anything. Sometimes, like, this is one of those situations. I don't know. Somebody call us up. Let us know what you think. 563-999-3411. I mean, does everything that somebody does deserve jail time, punishment, that type shit? Does everything we do today, does it deserve jail time or some type of harsh punishment? Like the mom. I don't think the mom should. I mean, yeah, a citation because it's happened before, and obviously she's leaving an incident for it to happen. But you can only do so much as a parent. Like, if she had a security and he bumped on the security, turned off the security, da-da-da-da-da-da, there's not much she can do on that. Lock his little ass up. Now, if she want to be like, let my baby go, lock her ass up too, because you're becoming an enabler. But outside of that, I mean, he's got to be held accountable for that, not her. One, I think he should be saluted. I salute you, bruh. And able to be in Chicago and throw a party like that and not no real shit jump off, bruh. Can you come to my city and throw an event? Why everybody looking at the bad part of it? Look at the good part. This little mom throwing parties, big parties, during the quarantine. If he can do that during the quarantine, I need him to work for me. When this quarantine shut down, bro, I'm finna get your ass a job. I'm just saying. Now, I'm not saying at any point that I justify people having parties like that. But at the same time, I mean, if ain't nobody there sick, nobody came from the other party talking about they got sick, who you pressing charges against? For what? Y'all just trying to be some block bullies? For what? If nobody got hurt, nobody caught COVID, nobody, da 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 da, don't be saying, I'm going to lock you up just on the face of. That's not law. That's not, you know what I mean? To me, that's not American fair. Or is that American fair, as we call it? You understand me? I mean, can you just be like, no, you can't do it? Not that you can't do it. And you're not going to do it. You do it, I'm going to lock you up and give you tickets.
Right. Well,
I mean, am I wrong?
No, but see, sometimes, you know, people got to learn the hard way. And sometimes the hard way is with the consequence.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. Because you got to ask, because sometimes you got to look at it like, I know this sounds really harsh. And again, I mean, this is what this platform's for. Call us up and let's talk about it. But I mean, if I tell you, I mean, what do I do? Do I tell you not to play with a gun and lock
you
up
because
you ain't listening to me? Or do I let you just shoot yourself in the foot and learn the lesson?
True, but see, the thing about it is that, right, so if I'm telling you not to do something and you're constantly can do it, or you're opening up the door to do it, now, the only thing that gets me is that we're the black and brown people are the only ones that get caught because we put it out there. I'm pretty sure that there has been several parties thrown by white folks. They just ain't putting it on file. They're just not putting it out there. They're just not putting it on social media. I'm pretty sure they have raids and stuff still going on the underground. White, like I said, is on the underground, and they're not going to get caught because of, you know, they're keeping it on the wraps. We don't know how to do that.
Right. We got too many Tekashis. Now, I'm making light of the situation, but I hear what you're saying. Like, they ain't going to have nobody up in their party talking about some whoop, 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 doing this, doing that, whoop, 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 motherfucker lit, whoop, whoop. No, no. They're going to have right at their front door. No cameras, motherfucker. No chance are you are not to go live. You know, we the only one being in a legal party. We be the only one sitting there blowing grow and shit, going down the street making videos, going live, driving,
right.
Blowing dank, drinking drank, big dumbass cup. Talking about I'm the shit. No, motherfucker, you's illegal. You self snitch. That's what you just did. I'm just saying. My bad. But I'm just like, you do have a point. I mean, the first birthday party I seen, it looked like they was at Sturgis. If anybody knows what that is, I thought they was at Sturgis. This birthday party, I thought it was a biker convention. That's how big this birthday party was. Like, that's a birthday party? God damn, who promoted this? So, yeah, so other people are having parties, but it seems to be they only focusing on, okay. And I always say it like this, don't give them no ammo. If you don't give them no ammo, you understand me? There's nothing they can do if we don't give them no ammo. Yeah.
True, but we always do. We always do. We give them stuff that make us look ridiculously stupid, especially with the strippers going all up in the strippers' ass. You know, we just can't do nothing. Just, you know, we got to go all out. We got to look stupid. We got, just like in Atlanta, you know, all the black people out, they got the cars out, they're hanging on the street. They just clown, you know, because you can get out, so that's how you got to look like when you get out. Like, sometimes we make our own selves. We shoot our own self in the foot. We make our own self look bad, and there ain't nothing we can do about it. We make our own self look bad. And so until we take inventory of how we want to be seen and how we want to be portrayed, we got to stop giving them the look that they're looking for, because they're not going to go down and look down the street where the white folks are doing it. They looking straight at us. Like, if we open the house, we know these niggas is coming out. And what happened? They opened the house, and those niggas came out, and we came out looking stupid as hell. Not caring. So if we don't care, see, if we would have stayed in the house, and when they said open the door, if we would have stayed in the house, they would do more for the African American community, because they'd have been like, oh, they really stay at home. Okay, these niggas is really staying at home. Okay, I will support. I will give them more masks. I will give them more care. I will give them more gloves. But nah, we back out there acting like this virus ain't real. Like, this virus ain't a part of us. It is. So if they could get rid of more of us, because they ain't going to take care of us, they're going to do what they got to do. They're going to leave all our bodies outside like they've been doing in New York. They're going to not, because you ain't got, you know, no health care, they don't care. They're going to put your bodies in side by side in a field somewhere and say, thank you, niggas, for doing your job that we didn't want to do. Stop playing. I bet you if we would have stayed in the house, they would have been like, oh, snap, let's go look at the white folks and see what they're doing. They would have saw a whole nother side, because then they would have been like, oh, well, dang, they are listening. But no, we ain't. We keep being, you know, thinking that there's a setup and that there's this conspiracy going on. No, once again, they caught us with our ass out, literally. When are we going to get tired of that happening? When are we going to take inventory for our black and brown people for real, for real? Woosah. Well, on that note, the Pentagon declassified UFO videos. Yep, it's legit. We can't explain them. The Pentagon appears to be confirming what a lot of tinfoil haters suspect, that aliens are among us, or at least they seem like it. There was some phenomenon, things flying in the air, saucers zipping around in the sky incredibly fast. These things have been going on for years, but this time they can't be classified. Navy pilots described a 40-foot oblong object hovering about 50 feet above the water and then ascending to flight altitude within seconds. At one point, one of the pilots says the saucer is flying against super heavy wind without a problem. And then you see it stop and rotate midair. It was freaking wild. They're beginning to see the people out there is beginning to join us. I don't know why they want to join us, but they want to join us. Hello, you got your... They're joining us. You got yourself on mute?
Yeah, I have myself on the mutiny. I think it's just another little ploy to play with people. I think unidentified object just means they can't identify what it is. It don't mean that it's not something simple and explainable. It just means it's unidentifiable to the naked eye, that they can't on camera or whatever, pinpoint and exactly tell you what, confirm what it is. You dig? Like, back in the day, remember, they had all the stuff with the flying saucers and the shit whipping through the air and all that other stuff. You remember they used to do all that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, aliens is coming in and out. Things are moving so fast they can't keep up with them and da-da-da-da-da-da. A lot of that shit back in the day, don't go off of my testimony, but this is what I say it was. And it could be what it is today. Back then, I believe a lot of it was government testing drones, all that type of shit, little hovercrafts, other little shit like that, especially way, 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 way back during like World War I and World War II. You know, Germany was on all kinds of funny shit. They was coming up with all kinds of funny Disney type shit. Understand me? So back then when they talking about, oh, something's zipping through the sky and we can't tell what it is, ooh, that's the government flying their little drone testings and shit like that around. And if you don't know, I put some of the Jetsons and all this, nothing. They got all that shit right now. Yes, I'm telling you, in case you don't know, I watch futuristic things all the time. People, if you need something to watch during the quarantine, watch futuristic. If you got a smart TV, something like that, just turn on your smart TV without the cable. You'll find it. But futuristic, it talks about all the technology and all the stuff that's coming, the stuff that they're working on. When you want to know about how these humanized robots and all this other stuff is going on, that's the channel you go and you check these things out, and it will show you everything they already have. Like, they already have hover cars. Yeah, some of you are like, what? Yes, they already have hover cars, like the Jetsons. Yes, the Jetsons. Yes, they have them already. You know, like in the movie Predator, where the Predator actually uses some technology and goes doo-doo on his arm and he turns invisible. They got that shit right now. They got military dudes that can run around right now just like the Predator. Yes, just like the Predator. So don't be so confused that, oh, unidentified. I'm not saying there's not aliens out there. I don't think they're going to be in a life form that y'all think they're going to look like. It's going to come in a spur like a virus or some shit. Like, that's how it's going to come, through space. It ain't going to show up as no oblong being and just pull out a motherfucking computer and be like, dur, 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 dur. I'm smarter than you. Dur, dur, dur. And they're like, what's that dude with the wheelchair? They be talking like that. Talking about, I said this, I said that, the universe is going to work. They're not coming like that. They're not coming that close encounters the third time. No, they're not doing that shit. Aliens ain't going to come like that. No. So all this little extra UFO, that's what that shit be, man. That shit, they be testing drones and testing little funky missiles and testing light lasers and shit. That's what that be. To me, that's what I think it is. I mean, what you think? You think it's really UFOs? You think they got aliens finna drop down with, like, you know, an extra arm or some shit?
Oh, I always think aliens. I think aliens walk among us. I think angels walk among us. I think there's UFOs all day. Yes, I do. I believe that this is just a world where people live. I think there's other worlds where there's life going on. I believe that this is where humans live. I think that there's other people that may even look like us. I don't think that they look like aliens. I think that they look just fine. I think they just come in and see how humans are still acting a fool. I don't call it think it's strange since, you know, everything's like on a reset and viruses is going on. So, yeah, I think there's people that live among us. I really do. I think they're front and center. I think they come to be like, okay, how else can we help them make their selves look foolish? I think that they have their saucers. I think they have their way of transportation. I don't think it's like, you know, the big thing like E.T. come home, you know, that type of what all the lights and stuff like that, you know, that they want. But I think they have smart aircraft. I think that they have things that can take them down to different atmospheres so that they won't, you know, be killed coming through. If we can do it, why can't they? We just haven't learned how to completely get all the way, you know, to every planet. I believe that they're among us. I think that they just don't want to stay here. They go back and be like, yeah, that ain't where you want to be. They don't take things serious. Let's go back home. You know, we don't want to see nobody sticking dollars in people's asses. Let's go. Like, I'm serious. Like, we do humane things. They don't. They just don't want to stay, you know.
You made it sound like they pulled up on Tatiana and was like, I got to go. I can't fuck with her. She got me fucked up. I'm like, how she talked to me.
Hell yeah, they pulled up on Tatiana. Like, what? They put up on Tatiana like, Tati, you ain't putting that away yet? You just want to die? Okay, we'll meet you at the crossroads. Like, for real.
Right. So you think they are out here amongst us? Do you think they're amongst us, mixed amongst us, putting out mixtapes and shit like that, as you're saying? They like us, but they among us?
I think they transport, you know, to mimic us. I don't think that they stay for a long time. I think angels are here. I think they stay and, you know, do what they need to do. Yes, I believe in, you know, extraterrestrial beings. Because if you could see a spirit and you could see a ghost, why couldn't you believe that those things are here? You just got to believe in the supernatural. I believe in the supernatural. I believe that there's things that, you know, can't be explained.
I don't like this.
Because where are the ghosts going?
When people ghost, can, like, make me think, because you got me over here thinking, like, like, here's an example. Like, when you say things you can't see, like, most people be like, oh, if I can't see it, da-da-da-da-da. But sometimes that's not true. Because like you said, sometimes, and I was watching that psychology thing about things that we see. Sometimes we only see the things we want to see. Sometimes the things right in front of our face, but we don't see it because we tell ourselves we don't see that. An example, your keys could be right in front of you. You'll be like, I can't find my keys. Where are my keys?
Mm-hmm.
Where are my keys? But your keys are right in front of you because you keep saying, I can't find them. Your mind is blocking out the visual of them keys. Soon as you start saying, I'm going to find my keys, I'm going to boom, and you will see, be like, they was right there the whole time. How did I miss them? Because you kept telling yourself, I can't find my keys. So if you're telling yourself, there are no extra beings, there are no ghosts, there are no, you know what I mean, in between parallels, those type of things that we can see, you're not going to see it. You're not.
You're not
going to see it. So I feel you on that. So now you got my brain over here thinking like, okay.
But then,
I got
you. When you you know, when you do see them, and you try to explain to somebody, you know, who don't believe in it, you'll be like, but it's real. So it's like, do you believe in spirits? Do you believe in, you know, life after death? It's like, what do you believe? Like, it's like when you was talking about, it's like, okay, a sixth sense. Well, I believe in a sixth sense. Well, I believe in the Holy Spirit. Whatever. So you're telling me that pit or in your stomach that tells you something, or you feel a brush, or you feel a something, something told me not to go down that way. Okay, then what was that something that told you? It was my consciousness. What about your consciousness? What about your regular consciousness? It was my subconsciousness. Well, what about your regular consciousness that couldn't tell you not to go down that way? Why you had to rely on the subconscious, which is the unknown. Like, we believe in the unknown. Like, if you can't believe in the unknown, then you don't believe in your subconsciousness either. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, there is things that goes on that we don't see. And the only reason why we don't see it is because we don't take ourselves there to see it. Right? It's almost like when you're choosing your mate and you hear, she's right there, or he's right there. And you're like, where? That ain't my such and such, such and such. He don't look like that. He ain't got no six pack. He ain't got this. He ain't got that. He ain't got this. And we choose somebody else. And that same person that he ain't got this, and we go to the dude who we think got it all, and they ain't got shit. They just as a dog as they want to be. But then you see that person treating the next girl because you overlooked him, you know, and he giving her everything that you desire. But because he don't look like who you thought, you're not going to choose him.
Right. Still got me over here like, Okay. All right. Well, here's something else that's hard to see. You think we're going to take a break by request? This right here is Soul of a Woman. It's hard to see that sometimes, fellas. You got to do right to see that. It is. I'm just saying, if you don't believe in nothing else, believe in that. Some Johnny Gill, new Johnny Gill, Soul of a Woman, request by the soulofmespeaks.com. It's unbelievable.
It's such a strong connection, unlike anything I ever seen. Feels like the right direction.
Cause you're next to me, love you next to me.
Yeah. The warmth of your affection, I feel it washing over me. You got all my attention.
Cause you're next to me, love you next to me.
Just like paradise.
Oh, 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 oh.
Johnny Gill. What did you do to help you release your stress? Me, on some songs, I like to step it out. You know what I mean? I can't step worth a damn. I done broke my ankle twice. I'm just saying, and bent my wrist. but I try to step it out. That's what I do. What do you do to help you woosah, relieve your stress? Unbelievable.
I listen to music. And I'm an old school lady. So, like, I go and put on, like, Heavy D and the Boy station, and it comes out with all the old school songs that keep you like, what? And it just brings you into a vibe like, yeah. It just keeps, it's like good, wholesome music. You know ain't no cussing coming. You know they talking about sex. You know they talk about love. You know they're talking about, you know, just pure fun music. And so I listen to music, and then, you know, I dance and step it out and, you know, just have fun. It's just like a time to just let go. You put any dance you want to it, because any dance now definitely could go with any song we got back there. Step it out, just dance. And then I, you know, write, and then I paint. Yeah. Before I used to be like, I had sex. Yeah. Now, I'm like, nah, I do stuff that entertains me. You know what I'm saying? That touches my soul before it touches my body.
Right. When you got to that sex part, I was about to say, I said, woo side. Now, woo. But I feel you, though. So, all right, we got more. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat?
We got one more, and it's from the Minneapolis home front. We are on an extended 2 weeks of quarantining. They are opening up soft businesses, curbside, you know. They're letting barbers and places sell just merchandise. But the thing that's going on is the homeless encampments that are growing in the Twin Cities because of the COVID outbreak. So there's more people that is becoming encamped on the highway 55 during the stay-at-home order. We got more people that coming, like they don't have nowhere to go. It's like, and what's happening is that people, they don't know that you have to turn over your taxes or do your taxes to stay in the shelter. And if you don't, you have to leave. If you don't pay them or give them your check, you have to leave. So a lot of people refusing to do that because they're like, why am I giving you my stuff to stay here? So a lot of people are now leaving and becoming homeless because they can't get back in the shelter. And once you basically leave out the shelter, that's your spot. So it's hard for you to go back in and be like, oh, I'm at the top of the list. No, you're down back at the bottom. So there's a lot of people now because of COVID-19 and, you know, they can't be that many people inside. They're once again going down Highway 50. They're going to different encampments and they're making places to stay. And it's getting nice.
Come on, nice outside?
Yeah.
Right. See, that's another one of those things where I'm like, I don't know what's really going on. You know what I mean? There's catch-22s on both sides. But the main thing that I hear that I really don't like, and I really didn't like this when I heard about them talking about stimulus money and having to pay it back and or low interest loans to help people get back on their feet. Don't get me wrong. I get it about the part about saying with the taxes, they should give up some of their tax money to go towards the shelter because that's how they run, so on and so forth. I get that part. So people don't be greedy and try to yoke the system. But at the same time, these people are already down on their luck. They're already in a bad situation. They need money keep it 100. That's the only thing that's going to help these people out of this situation. Whether you get them a better job, you get them whatever, whatever. But at the end of the day, it comes down to hard, cold cash is what's going to get them out of this situation. Now, some people ain't going to do the right thing. Let's just keep it 100. Everybody doesn't do what they're supposed to do. There's a lot of people in the system that don't need to be in the system. They're just yoking the system. But at the same time, some of those people need that money. They need to save that money to be able to do what they got to do to get out of the shelter. But they can't do that if you're taking it. That's like saying you're helping me, but at the end of the day, you're charging me to give me help. If you're going to help me, help me. You dig? So that's my whole thing with it. If they already hurting, what is you taking their tax money really going to do to help them at the end of the day? Because let's keep it 100. Yeah, you could use that money to help the shelters and shit, but you getting that money from tax, from the taxes, from the taxpayer. That's already paid for. Don't act like you need more money. It's already paid for. It's already allocated for. Money's been set aside for it. It's already been funded by taxpayer money. So don't be talking about you need their tax money. In reality, you don't need it. It's my whole thing with it. You know what I mean? If y'all think that I'm wrong, let me know. 563-999-3411. But that's how I feel about it. But again, like I said, there's some people that sit in that system that don't need to be in that system. Like there's some people down in them homeless camps posted up, got stuff down there that really don't need to be down there. They got a place to go. But then you're trying to be down there to get them extra benefits that come along with coming out of being homeless. Whether it be Section 8, food stamps, something else, something else. Some of y'all are able to get up off your ass, go get a job, and do what you got to do, but you just refuse to. You don't want to. Whether you say it's for political reasons, I don't want to be a part of the system, I don't want to work for somebody else's dream, or whatever excuse you come up with. You can hustle. You can start your own little online thing or whatever, whatever. But... You know, but at the same time, like I said, how can you say you're here to help me, but as soon as I start to get ahead on something and get the things that I need, now you want a percentage of it. That's not really helping me.
Being but a parasite. You can't live nowhere for free, though. You can't live nowhere for free, nowhere. If I got to pay, why can't
That's
you
why,
pay? If I got to keep this
right. I can
shelter running
taking
together.
A piece of it. Right, right. Saying, okay,
but I think they
well, if you're at the shelter,
if
you come across
safe.
Money, you get like a certain amount for like a month. If you're here for, we'll take this much a month. If you end up with a big lump of money, we need this much a month. We'll just say hypothetically $200 a month. You're there 6 months, $1,200. That's what it's going to cost. Or that's what they're going to try to get as close as they can get to it. If you only get $1,200, they take six of it. Or three of it, that take one-third of it, 33%. But not your whole check. But I hear you, though. I hear you, though. Yes, you can't. Because then you're enabling them to be a loaf. If you don't make them pay anything, you know what I mean? But sometimes, I mean, that's, you know, but then again, it goes by each case. Because if I see you trying to do something, taking your money, doing right, I don't really want anything from you because you're trying to do right. But if I see you just being a fluff, you fucking around at the shelter just playing video games all day, and you got a check, you bounce on a check, I might be looking at you different.
True.
So, my bad.
That is all with who's bumping, who's getting fat.
Peace for today on that one. Let's see what we got, like 10 minutes left in here. Let's see here. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? I know I had the meme stuff, but outside of that, did you have something else you wanted to bring up?
No, let's talk about that. You know, I posted it. Let's talk about it. Hey.
Well, go ahead and break it down. You got it in front of you? I got it in front of me. Well, I'll read it, and then you could tell us why you posted it. Why you posted it. All right, this is what the meme says. It's got a picture of a man and a lady kissing. Very loving. You know what I mean? I can't tell. It looks like she might be having a baby or something like that, but it's a very loving picture here, people. The dress, nice. Very good-looking couple. but this is what the meme says. It says, you're going to trust again. You're going to love again. You're going to get butterflies. You're going to enjoy intimacy. God will restore your smile. And the comment in the post says the right person will make you fall in love with yourself too. I think that was deep. That one resonated through my soul when I read that one. I'm really loving that. So, you know, tell the people, you know, what was going on with you to make you post that.
What made me post it was the right person will make you fall in love with yourself too. So, if you fall in love with yourself too, all that you're going to trust again, you're going to love again, you're going to get butterflies, that's already there. You know what I'm saying? Because it's already in you. And if that, and if you're not pushing someone else to fall in love with themselves, they can't fall in love with you because they don't love themselves. And if they can't love themselves, they can't love you. And so I was just like, oh, my God, that is so true. If I can't, like, let's just say, you know, I'm in, you know, with somebody, and if I can't have them fall in love with themselves as I'm falling in love with myself, and as I'm, then when you say I'm falling in love with you, you can really mean it because you're feeling it through the soul. You're feeling it through the body. You're feeling it through the spirit. You're feeling it through the butterflies. You're feeling it through, you know, the trust. You're feeling it through the intimacy that you guys share. And then every time that you see each other, you're smiling because you know you love yourself. You know that they love themselves, and you know y'all love together. So it's just like mirroring each other. And so for me, that just makes sense. And I see so many people who's out here searching for love or, you know, not in love with themselves, and they're giving themselves away, and they're, you know, allowing people to just take their self-esteem away. Like, they don't even have self-esteem. They don't even have self-worth. And they're saying, oh, but because I love you. No, if I'm not pushing you to greatness, if I'm not leveling you up, then how can, and I'm putting you down and I'm using you and you're just, you're just an opportunist in my life, then, yeah, you don't love yourself. Someone, something's missing. So just hearing other people and just knowing, you know, what I like. And so if I'm like that, if I can't make you fall in love with yourself too, then you ain't never going to fall in love with me, ever, because there's going to be an incompleteness there. That's how I got to that.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, I really like the post. I believe in it. You know what I mean? I'm with it 100%. You know, the right person will make you fall in love with yourself. When somebody really, really cares about you, I'll even go to the fullest and say, when somebody really, really loves you, they make you feel some kind of way that nobody else can make you feel. Don't get it confused with playerism now. I'm talking about, but sometimes somebody can make you feel like nobody else makes you feel. You know what I'm talking about, when everybody says, hi, how you doing in the morning, but that one person says something and you just get excited. You know, when you wake up or you go online, your social media, something, you run to look to see if that person left you a message. Ooh, maybe they left me a pic of, you know, what they got on today, or, you know what I mean, just some crazy-ass meme to get my day started. You know what I mean? Inspire me to want to get up and do something great that day. Another person, like, when they show you love and you feel that love and all those type of things, it makes you get back into the real you. Like, sometimes we go through life and we put up this wall, this what I call a representative. It is. I mean, like, when you meet, like, here's an example. I always tell people, I'm like Theodore Huxley. Or what's the son? What's the son's name on the Cosby Show?
Theo.
Huxtable. I'm Theodore Huxtable that grew up in the neighborhood, The Wire. You understand me? So you kind of like you build this representation, this representative of, you know, whether it be I'm not going to take that, I'm going to be like this. You understand? You build this shell. And that's not the real you. Like, the real me likes to play around, be goofy, laugh, so on and so forth. It took me a long time to realize that's what women really like. They really like to laugh. They really love to have fun and smile. If you can do that, you know, but, you know, living in the block of The Wire, everything was so hard and so gangsterized there was no smiling. There was no playing. You get what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
when somebody
yeah.
shows you that love, you'll get back to the real you. The real you will come. You'll be laughing, playing, giggling, doing those types of things. It'll inspire you to do your dreams. They'll make
mm-hmm.
you love yourself. Be like, I am a great person. I am beautiful. I am awesome. Okay, other people
mm-hmm.
didn't like that, did that, but they adore that I do that. Or you get what I'm saying? So they'll make
yeah.
you feel good about yourself, make you want to be great again, especially if you're like going through like a depression, some other shit. But yes, it can make you fall in love with yourself and be like, look at me. Like, I don't know if I'm really expressing through words what I'm really trying to say, but yeah, I totally, like I said, that resonates with my soul when you put that. The right person will make you fall in love with yourself. They really, really will. They really will. I don't know how to better put it in words, but yes, that is so true.
Yeah. But the beauty of it is that it's not, it keeps going and going and going and going, because that's where you're bonding and you're growing and you're connecting and you're uplifting each other. And because if I can't feel you, you know, giving me truth, then it's like, what are you trying to do? Like, seriously, like, what are we here for? If I'm not there, you know, making you feel like you is king of the castle, then what am I doing? What am I doing? What are we doing? So
right.
I think that it's just, it's feeling that, okay, what it is to me really is feeling the unconditional love without no conditions. It's like, I know she loves me and I don't have to do this to know she loves me, because I know she loves me. It's like making sure it's like the unconditional part where there's like, there's no conditions to it. Like, oh, if I don't take her out to eat, oh, she doesn't know, she doesn't love me. Or if I don't, you know, buy her no gift, oh, she doesn't love me. It's knowing if you don't do it, but you desire to do it because you can't do it right now. That's the unconditional love, because she's still standing by your side because you are doing it. You know, you're thinking about it. You're like, baby, I can make you some. You want me to make you some? It's the thought. It's the essence. It's the feeling of, you know, knowing unconditionally that this person can do that without any conditions. And then
mm-hmm.
it makes you want to do it. It's like, oh, you know what? I may not do it, but what can I do? You know what I'm saying? What can I do to make her feel like she know I love her or he know I love him? What can I do? What is he like? You know, maybe a simple gesture is enough. Like you said, a morning hello or good night or hey, I was thinking about you. Those small things, simple things work. But we're taught that it has to be a grand gesture to know it. No, it don't have to be a grand gesture. Sometimes that grand gesture make you think, is that all he got? Is that all he trying to do? He's up trying to upstand. No, those simple things bring the essence of intimacy. It makes those butterflies come. You be like, ooh, what is he going to do today? You know, keeping it simple. So, I mean, just the thought of your name should put a smile up on that face. Just the thought of your smell should put a smile up on that person's face if you're that much, if you know that they've done that for you and you've done that for them, uplifted in love.
Right. So now I should go block bipolar on it and just say, next week we talking about how another motherfucker shouldn't make you feel happy.
Bipolar.
Right. Next week we talk about how happiness comes from inside. You shouldn't have to have another motherfucker shouldn't have to make you happy. So that's our edition of Karma Cafe for tonight. Tomorrow's Friday Night Live. Let's see. What are we going to talk about tomorrow? Maybe we'll do it tomorrow and Monday. Oh, Lord. We ain't going to judge her. We're just going to pray for her. Tomorrow, I think we might talk about small businesses at home. Are you running a small business at home? What are the things you're going through right now. You dig? Mm-hmm. Did you have to thump one of your kids because they just can't do right while you conducting a business call? That's what you want to know tomorrow. How's the entrepreneur business is going? On Tuesday, I might have a guy calling in. If you need something to do to help generate money during the quarantine, we might have some. I got somebody to come in and talk for you on Takeover Tuesday. But don't forget, tomorrow's Friday Night Live. We'll get you ready for the weekend. Let's see. I get ready for my third string shift. So I need y'all to call in and give me some energy to help me carry throughout the night because, woof, I'm telling you, at this youth shelter, oh, my goodness. Oh, just we're going to pray for everybody. That's all I'm saying. We're just going to pray for it. They got their little stimulus money. Oh, it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be juking this weekend. Oh,
yeah, either juking or quiet or empty.
Right.
They're going
right,
to be throwing
right.
a party.
So T.L. going to have to be in the house this weekend trying to get him a little bit of knowledge. Give me some tips I should be talking to the kids about. So, again, Friday Night Live is tomorrow right here, same channel, same crazy time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget, check us out at MonstarsRadio.com. You can go to SoulOfMeSpeaks.com, make a purchase. When you purchase merchandise over there, you also support the show. So, let's see, anything else we got to say on our way up out of here?
Deuces and Litty Lit will be in the building tomorrow. Have a good night.
There you go. So I don't know why I couldn't find this song before, but here it is. We're going to play this on the way up out of here. This is one of my songs. This is I think we might talk about it next Wet Wednesday. I don't know if I can play the song on there because it's all R&B music. It's got an R&B hook to it. But still, y'all let me know. So check it out. We might be talking about Wet Wednesday. We might be talking about with the COVID sexiness and stuff like that, seeing that we got the quarantine. You can't really travel. I don't know how to say it. How do I say it? Phone sex? Sexting? Face chat? Face coochie? I don't know what to say, but that's what we got. E-Monster, Dub Nietzsche. This is Sexting on our way up out of here. Hope y'all have a good night. Some sexy music. Yeah. MyEmonster.com. I screwed it all up today, Miss Unbelievable. I'm going to get it back
yes,
right,
you
sir, so y'all can come out
right.
And see it. Oh, my goodness. Messed the whole webpage up.
Oh, quarantine. Have a good night, y'all.
On the road and you doing shows, it can get lonely waiting on the tour to go. I'm at the hotel when the rain, nothing on. Now I'm sitting all alone, so I'm playing with my phone. Now I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now she Instagram and Poppy, come play with her. Okay, mommy, but what you trying to do? She said, get monstrous with you and send some pics too. Oh, now it's body language, whatever reposition. Now she got the dog requesting pics of the kitten. She sent a video, so I sent a video. She said, so turned up. Oh, we so turned up. 30 minutes away, OMW on my way. GGPS away, IJS don't play. Yeah, y'all, we smashed all day. She was squirting every way from the monster whole play. And it's